Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, football training camp will be here soon enough. OTA is in about a week and a half for the Houston Texans. Will Anderson made the interview rounds over last week, and some of the interviews still popping up on social media over the weekend. I love this one here. This is just the kumbaya with Will Anderson and the Texans and D'Amico Ryans when you contrast it to Trey Hendrickson, who's getting texts from his head coach saying, you better show up or you're going to get fined.
Yeah,
it is kind of fun to see the contrast with where the Texans are as far as just the culture and a vibe with some of the other teams. Here's Will Anderson on playing for D'Amico Ryans.
I thank God all the time for the situation that he dropped me in, man. There's no other coach that I'd rather play for than him. I think he set a really great example of what he wanted this team to be, and he gave us a foundation to lean back on when, you know, either when things are not going our way or when things are going our way, like the swarm mentality and the swarm, you know, foundation that he's built in, you know, the Houston Texans has really been special. But he's a player's coach. He gets it. He understands it, man. And he gets out there. He runs with us. He works out with us, man. And he's enthusiastic about when we make plays. He's jumping up and down with us. And I can tell he wants to put those shoulder pads back on and get out there with us again, man. But it's so easy to play for him because I understand his mindset of what he wants this team to be and the vision that he has for us and how much, you know, better he wants us to be and how much he sees us, you know, getting to that level.
So there's Will Anderson.
Yeah, all that, obviously, none of that comes as a surprise. I think the thing with D'Amico, my big question for him is, remember last year when Tank Dell very jovially said that, you know, when asked if there's anything that he didn't like about D'Amico, Tank said, man, he really wants the defense to win all the time.
Oh, yeah, practice. I forgot about
like,
that.
If the defense has a good practice, he'll round everybody up and he'll say, great practice, everybody. Yeah. If the offense has a good practice, all of a sudden it's a bad practice for everybody. He does have to, in that transition to being a genuine head coach who oversees everything, I think emotionally divorce himself from the defense a little bit at times. It's not like it's a huge deal or anything, but I don't know. Some of that stuff...
But if it's palpable, guys notice it.
Sometimes you hit some adversity, and sometimes that stuff doesn't weather as well.
Yeah, man, if guys notice it. So, yeah, I said this earlier when we played that cut. It's just, and it was cool. Like, when Will Anderson got drafted, it was really cool to hear him say pretty much what he just said there. Now, obviously, he's got 2 years of experience playing with D'Amico, and that was more about what's it like to be on his team. When he got drafted, it was more like, what's it feel like to get drafted by this guy and potentially play on his team or eventually play on his team? And Will was over the moon about that. That was just cool. That, to me, that cuts like a reminder of when Will got drafted, where it's like, holy crap, good players want to come here now that D'Amico's here. Like, guys, yeah. this guy wanted, of all the places he's going, he wanted to come to Houston. That was cool.
The animated, and this is nothing that D'Amico would ever do consciously or anything, but I think there is a real benefit to it, is that D'Amico pops on television. Yeah. I think there are guys like Trey Hendrickson, and Trey Hendrickson isn't going to end up in Houston. That would be a dumb trade just because they've already got too many guys to rotate in at the edge at times. If a guy like Trey Hendrickson had his wishes, if money were no issue or anything, and I just want to go, I want to get traded somewhere, I think Houston's one of those places.
Absolutely.
Between for defensive players, you watch the Texans defense play, and man, like, they have fun. The coach is psychotic on the sidelines in a good way, and they hit. Like, they're like CJ Gardner-Johnson said when he got here. Like, they put an advertisement out there for what type of team it is to play for, and then they get really good word of mouth from guys at the Pro Bowl and whatnot about all of that. It's very much a player-friendly environment, and I think guys, if they have to make a decision, or if maybe they've got equal offers from different places, the Texans very much now are in that category of, yeah, I want to go and be a part of the guys that – I want to be one of the guys that helps put this team over.
Do you ever,
as opposed to like, oh, I guess I'll go get my paycheck with the Bengals, I guess.
Well, do you, like, as a former player, do you ever think about what it would have been like to play for D'Amico Ryans or play for a coach like that, with how much you would have liked to play
for
him? Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been – yeah, because I never really had anybody quite like that. Yeah. I mean, there's not that many coaches that are wired like D'Amico or Pete Carroll or guys like that. I told you, even when Kubiak came in, because I'd had old school NFL coaches like Tom Coughlin, and Capers wasn't a yeller or a screamer, but he was just more old traditional NFL coach. The relentless positivity, or even just, I would say, the laid back nature of Kubiak, because Kubiak could get after guys like nobody, but he was way more laid back. It took me a while to actually accept it. I thought it was a ruse at first. I thought I was being set up for something.
I could see that,
I was like Mel Gibson in Braveheart. Like, I smell an ambush coming. He told me, Kubiak told me that I didn't have to practice twice a day because I was over 30.
It's a trap.
And I was like, no, coach. I was like, I thought for sure it was a trap. So I practiced 2-a-days, though I was over 30. I was like, nope, I'm practicing,
that's
coach.
Funny.
I don't need any time off. I'm fine.
That's great. Here's Will Anderson on the new look Texans offensive line.
I'm very excited, man. Those guys are a great group of guys, man. They love ball. They love attacking the day. And I'm just happy to, see the camaraderie on that side, man. I know they're going to do everything the right way, man. They love ball. And I can't wait to, if we get in the huddle before the game, and either Titus or me or Tim, one of us going to give the pregame speech, and we just get everybody hyped, man. And it just starts up front with the trenches, and, it starts in practice competing and having fun going against each other.
Okay. There you go.
As far as the pregame speech, we joked about that a little bit earlier. Like, if I had to choose between Will Anderson or Titus Howard, I'm guessing that I want a Will Anderson pregame speech.
I think so. I mean, we're playing audio of him in the middle of May just because he's Will Anderson. I would think he gives a great speech. Yeah.
At the same time, he was asked a question about the offensive line. And if he's thinking, and if in his mind he's thinking about, oh, give the pregame speech, whether it's me or one of these offensive linemen, that's the only guy that's been on the team that has any kind of veteran status. It's Titus Howard.
Yeah.
I mean, Cam Robinson has more experience, and Trent Brown has more experience, and Laken Tomlinson. But
yeah,
they're new to the team.
They haven't been through the muck like Titus has, man. Titus is he was here for the bad times. Yeah, so it's a little more connected.
Titus has been here through how many GMs? Brian Gain drafted.
Drafted by Brian Gain. So then he was here for GM William O'Brien, Esquire.
Yeah.
Interim general manager Jack Easterby. And now, Nick has provided some stability in that spot.
Since Easterby is basically a co-GM, call it four general managers.
Yeah, about that.
Four general managers and four coaches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, O'Brien, Cully, Lovey, and now D'Amico. Man, it's nice. It is nice not going through these searches every year the last few years. That was a thing for 3 years in a row. Like, all right, well, let's see here. What's your approval rating on Eric Bieniemy, Texan fans? Huh? All right, last one here. Here's Will Anderson on the perceived weakness of his teammates along the defensive line at defensive tackle.
Yeah, I have all the confidence in the world. I don't think it's any weak spots in our D-line, man. I think we're all alpha dogs. I think we all get out there and attack and cause havoc and disrupt. And we got my guy Sheldon Rankins back. He was a great mentor for me my rookie year. I'm excited to be back with him. And we got Big Foley back. Yep. He was a big piece. We call him the big dog. And Tim Settle, Tommy, like Kurt, all those guys. And, I think our biggest thing is when we all play together, we all play as one sound. We can be one of the top defensive lines in the league, and we just have to keep, doing that and keep doing it consistently.
I'm cool with this group.
Look, you're never gonna have 11 all pros on defense. And I think as a group and as a unit, the pass rush was really good last year. The run defense got better in key areas as they went along, and I think part of that's some of the tweaks that D'Amico made to the way that
looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
They were operating on defense. I'm more concerned at this point about the pass coverage of the linebackers than I am about the defensive tackle position. Mm-hmm. And so, again, you can't have 11 All-Pros. It's not like the Rams back when they had four Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame guys on defense.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often. It's a really – at the money positions at edge rusher and at cornerback – you feel really good
top
about
shelf,
like you've
yes.
got the future, like that's very, very good. And then it's about filling in the blanks. And yes, they could be even better if they had a genuine, you know, Pro Bowl caliber defensive tackle in there, but it's not a necessity. They can still be a very good defense without it.
Yep. Someone said, watch the video last night about every team's draft bust. Ours was David Carr. Yeah, we're getting a few people sending in some names about the draft bust for the Texans.
The other guy, it's tough because, I mean, Rick Smith did really well drafting in the first round, by and large. And
yeah, really well. Really
yeah,
well.
Now Casserly drafted Travis Johnson, but he went 16th overall. Rick Smith drafted Amobi Okoye. He went 10th overall, I believe.
Yes.
And then beyond that, they had, because the Texans have had, you know, without extreme playoff success, they've had a lot of winning seasons. They haven't drafted high all that well, and when they have drafted high, they've done pretty well with it. So I might have to put – Okoye ended up being a starter for 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't – he wasn't in that bust category. So Travis was just right there at the very last pick in the first half of the first round.
Yep.
But the fact that Carr was number one overall – I think makes it the slam
that hurts, and it's a quarterback, and it's you know like that's that the rules are amplified at that position. Who was the
plus
first?
You know, with Travis, because I was there and I saw it.
Yeah.
One of the things with Travis what was odd was he wasn't really a fit for the defense.
Yeah,
and I always felt bad for Travis. Travis came from the school at Florida State where they just play a lot like D'Amico likes to play, just get upfield and go. And then all of a sudden, Travis comes in and he's just a different. He was best in that type of defense. He comes into a 3-4 defense where they want him to read and react and everything, and it was a really hard transition.
Maybe that's why he lashed out and had so many fines in the preseason that year. You ever hear him tell that story about his first check that he ever got in the NFL was like $83 because they,
well, yeah, he was – no, Travis
– because he got fined like multiple times in the preseason?
Well, yeah, for stuff like rookie-type stuff, yeah. He Travis was always a personality. He was funny.
Yeah. He tells his story obviously way better than I do. But
Travis will own it. Like it's not like we're bagging on him.
No. He'd be, if he were sitting here, he'd tell the story in 2 seconds, I'm sure. But yeah, like you guys get your pay gets spread out over the regular season. You don't get any pay in the preseason, so they had to. He take all his fines in the preseason and apply it to his first check.
It wasn't like anything egregious or anything. It was stuff like just being a little bit late for a meeting or missing a weigh-in or something like that.
Yeah. So, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, final segment coming up. We're down to the conference finals in the NBA. Rockets are not hanging around anymore. We know that. Is there anything we can take away? What is our rooting interest supposed to be here for what is going to be – in one way, an historic NBA postseason. We'll explain how coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection?
That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.